The text is the John 3:13-21 gospel. Easy peasy apparently comes from the 1940 British film The Long Voyage Home. Our text appears to make being saved, going to heaven, easy peasy. That's how John 3:16 is taken, though it started circa 1980 by at best an unstable man. It became a thing in the 90s to hold a sign with just the citation, John 3:16, in ballpark stadiums and courts. Just that verse, in your mind or heart, can do it all. Easy peasy. Yes, being saved is easy peasy, except for the snake part. But you probably don't get like the Old Testament church folks did. You don't grow impatient on the way. You don't speak against God and against His ministry. You don't detest how the Lord is meeting your physical needs. Or do you? Watch out for the fifth bite. Dr. Frederick Fox developed the cure for deadly snake bite in India. To demonstrate the power of it, he allowed himself to be bitten several times. He counted four, treated four, and he died of the fifth. The fifth bite he had missed. While fishing, my adult son picked up a blue runner snake. I watched as that snake bit him. He put the snake down. I said, "It got you, huh?" He showed me his arm saying, "Yeah, three times." I was less than 20 feet away. I would have testified that I saw that snake bite him once. Your snake bit more times than you think, and you find the snake of sin, or it finds you where you don't expect it. In the 80s, a Texas man is cleaning a large bass. While gutting it, he punctured the stomach, and a water moccasin leapt out, bit him in the chest, and he died. Scary, huh? Even a decades-old bite can kill you. I couldn't run this story down, but this is what I recall. A man put on snake boots decades later, only to have the poison in the leather come in contact with an open wound. He died, and so will you. This is the truth, that even old, unconfessed sins are still poisonous to your body and soul. Seems like snakes are everywhere, and John 3:16 is no preventive. But is it a cure? Well, based on the Old Testament lesson, it takes a God-given snake to be rescued from snake bite. Originally, anti-venom only came from venom. The cure could only come from the poison. And that's the second problem with the easy-peasy John 3:16, the Son of Man part. If Jesus had just started with, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only beloved Son," but He didn't. He started with John 3:14. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. But you got to go back to the verse before our text to have your mind really blowing. You have to go back, though, in the King James, the New King James, or the Evangelical Heritage Translation. All the other translations can't get their heads around John 3:13, and so they just leave the last part out. That's where Jesus says, "No one has ascended to heaven but He who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven." Jesus stands on earth right before Nicodemus, and yet He says He's also in heaven right then. Boom. My mind is blown by the Son of Man. John 3:16 says God gives His one and only Son on behalf of a snake-infested world. The "so," and "for God so loved the world," that can be taken two ways. God loved the world so, i.e., in this way, that He gave up His only Son in His place. And or God loved the world so much. Here picture Jesus' outstretched arms on the cross in the way that a child demonstrates how much he loves by stretching out his arms as far as he can. Well, God so loved the world. God doesn't say He liked the world. He didn't. What's there to like about a world crawling with snakes and people covered with them? But he loved the world with a love that originates from him. Like, affection is drawn from you by an object. This Greek word for love is the love flowing from the lover's intelligence and purpose. John 3:16 is short, memorable, easy peasy. If he had just started with that, but in John 3:14, Jesus introduces the concept of the Son of Man being lifted up, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert. So the snake is a type of the Son of Man, a type of the only begotten Son of God. The snake Moses made was in the image of the snake that was biting the Old Testament church. Now, who would decide to look at the very image of what was killing you and believe you would live? Exactly. Easy peasy? I think not. More like stressed, depressed. Paul says that Jesus not only bore our sins, but was made sin. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Many times over the years, I've referred to crucifixes so repulsive that people actually turn away from them. Now that's in keeping with what Isaiah saw as he stood before the crucified Christ 800 years before it happened. Isaiah says, many were appalled at him. His appearance was so disfigured that he did not look like a man, and his form was disfigured more than any other person. Who thinks, yes, I'll look at that and I'll live? The people at the cross sure didn't think that. No, his enemies ridiculed him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself. Come down from that cross, then we'll believe on you. The people walked away from that sight, beating their breast, not in repentance, but in grief. And as for the disciples, all but John hid from this sight, and his mom's heart was pierced by it. Yes, salvation is easy peasy, a la John 3:16. Except for the snakes, except for the Son of Man part, and except for the darkness. Remember when the Son of Man was lifted up, darkness came over the land for 3 hours? Men take darkness lightly till they're really in it. It's fun while driving down a country road to turn off your lights, only because you know you can turn them back on. Drive a military vehicle with only cat eyes and see how fun that is. Or how fun was it to be without light for days last month? In Louisiana, I was out without power for a week. I mistakenly thought a trolling motor battery could power a light bulb for many nights. It can't. When it failed, the falling darkness was heavy. But it's worse. Sinful, fallen, snake-bitten men like us, says the text, love darkness rather than light. That's what Jesus says. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light. The lights don't come on in an exotic dancer bar or any bar until they want the people to leave. They don't come on in casinos at all because the house never wants you to leave. And fallen men, they don't want to leave either. Jesus says the people love the darkness rather than the light. The definite article, the, is with both darkness and light. The light, of course, is Jesus, who said, I am the light of the world. The darkness is just as definite. You know what the darkness is? It's all that is outside the light. Learn that much from the camp out. You know right where the light is and where the darkness is. This world is the darkness. The light of the world hangs crucified on a cross for the sins of the world, for the sinners of the world, for the snake bitten of the world. He's hardly easy on the eyes, let alone easy peasy. Besides, there's a double whammy going on that makes salvation for snake bitten people like me not just uneasy, but impossible. Jesus says the reason people love the darkness and not the light is because their deeds were evil. Then he goes on to say, according to the insert, everyone who does evil, you don't consider what you do, think, or say as evil, as doing evil. Oh, it might be untoward, it might be unbiblical, it might be impolite, but it's not evil. But that's not what Jesus says. The first time he does say their deeds are evil poneros, that is actively wicked. Now you may be able to dodge that one. In your eyes and in the world's eyes, your deeds don't look that bad. But then Jesus says, everyone who does evil, it's translated evil, but it's a different word, it's follows, hates the light. Follows is simply good for nothing. Worthless, foul. The Stoics classed all people as either diligent or follows. The light, hanging bright but dead on the cross, shining in all its beautiful ugliness, is the answer to the thousands of snake bites we have, but we're mole people. Mole people are eyeless. We prefer our darkness to his light. The only way out is doing the truth, says Jesus. I know the insert has, whoever lives by the truth comes to the light. But if you translate it that way, you miss the connections between this text, Jesus, and the book of John. Allow me. What Jesus says is, but the one single person who does the truth comes to the light. Jesus is the one who does the truth. Doing the truth is the way to the light. What does Jesus say on the night he's betrayed, when the disciples, and that's the 3-year seminary trained ones, are befuddled about the way to go to heaven? He says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. So you're wrong if you think John 3:16 is the easy peasy way to salvation, and you'll get on that right away. And you're wrong if you think Jesus is teaching, decide to believe on me. Do the truth so you can come to the light. No, mole people like us shun the light. Snake-bitten people on their own don't decide to look to a snake for an antidote. Faith is not a choice, it's a miracle. It's a miracle that anyone looks at the crucified Christ and sees the answer to their sin and sinfulness. It's no different than the resurrection of the dead. The dead never decided to live. The word of the Lord did the miracle of raising them. Likewise, the word of the Lord strikes our dead, snake-bitten hearts, and miraculously, we are turned to look at the crucified Christ and confess, my Lord and my God. He is the one who does the truth, for he is not a truth, but the truth. You recall the context of this whole text. Nicodemus, a teacher in Israel, comes to Jesus secretly at night. Nicodemus makes fun of the way of salvation, saying that Jesus' words about being born again are impossible because who can re-enter the womb and be born again? Jesus said it was impossible for men to be reborn, but it was easy peasy for God to do it. That's the line we're walking to. What's hard for us, what's impossible for us, is easy peasy for him. However, though it's easy peasy, it cost him dearly, more than we could ever pay. Easy peasy doesn't mean cheap, but costly does mean precious. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, and to life everlasting. Amen.